1.
I don't really know how I feel it went. I was really nervous before I went in, and then when I sat down, I saw there were 3 people on the other side of the table. That was a bit unexpected. I thought it would just be me and 1 other person. Anyway, I think it went quite well. It was actually quite informal, and they seemed to like me. There were a couple of questions I probably could have tackled better, but overall, I really think my performance was really good.
2.
I really don't know what happened. I can't have left it in the cafe because I had it with me when I bought the newspaper at the station. And then I suppose I might have left it on the train somehow, but I don't remember ever taking it out of my pocket. It could have fallen out, I suppose. If it did, I hope someone handed it in. It's got everything inside. Cards, driving licence, you know, all those kinds of things. But I've got to admit, I don't feel very optimistic. There are so many dishonest people out there these days that you've got to think the worst, haven't you?
3.
It was unbelievable, really. I was just walking past that clothes shop and she stopped me, said hello, and started talking about how long it had been since we'd seen each other, all that kind of thing. But I just had no idea who she was. She may have been someone I knew from school or perhaps university, but I've got a great memory for faces and I just didn't recognise her. I think she must have confused me with someone else. Anyway, I didn't want to disappoint her, so I answered all her questions. Then we said goodbye and she went off. It was really strange.
4.
I think I'm very lucky. It all happened so quickly. One moment I was going down the street listening to my favourite radio programme, and the next thing there was a bang and the sound of glass breaking. I suppose I must have just lost control because of the rain. It was pouring down at the time. In the end, there wasn't too much damage. There are a few repairs to do, but I can still actually drive it. And the wall I hit, well, that will have to be repaired too. And I think I'll have to pay for it, but I can't complain about that. I'm just glad I'm okay because I think I could have been hurt quite badly.
5.
Well, one moment we were all just talking calmly and I was trying to get everyone to agree who would do what. And then suddenly he started shouting, saying I'm always trying to pass on my work to him and that I don't work hard enough. Apart from being untrue, it was also extremely unprofessional and very impolite, shouting like that in front of everyone. I'm really furious now. I mean, who does he think he is behaving like that? It's not the first time he's lost his temper like that with someone, so it wasn't like a big surprise. I know he has a lot of problems, and I suppose he might have had a really difficult day or something, but we're all under stress, aren't we? I'm going to have to make a formal complaint about him, I think.